I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go to the website. That'll take you everywhere you need to go. If you have any questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer you'd like to have off air, you can go to 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, discuss some of those radio town halls and some of the things that are going on in Washington right now. If you have any questions, once again, off air, 855-200-1776. I'm Steve Bakken, Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
We should maybe explain what we mean by off-air. We have a hotline set up. We did this, actually, started using this when Congressman Cramer would come on. We'd have so many calls, we didn't have time to get them all in. It would allow us to stack more calls and be more efficient with our time and also not have callers have to wait as long on hold to get their question answered. So if, by off-air, we mean you're leaving a message for us off-air with your question for Congressman Cramer that we will then play for him. So just an easier way for you to ask your question, and you just call that number Steve mentioned, 855-200-1776. Press 1. Say, hey, it's Bob in Bow Bells, and here's my question for Congressman Cramer. Let it rip, and we'll add it to the mix. So just an easier way for you to get your question in as well, in addition to just calling us and chatting. If you do have some question that maybe is a little complicated and you're going to have some follow-ups, then obviously you want to call the line and ask it directly at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. While we're waiting for Congressman Cramer, who will join us shortly, here's some more of your comments on our topic from last hour and calls we didn't get to.
Good morning. Listening to the conversation on rental rates over in the oil fields. And I sympathize with some of these folks, but please, you're putting them on the air too long with your silliness. They're acting like somebody's making them come there to work and making them stay there. They don't like the rents, and it's disproportionate on what they're making, then they should leave. Thank you.
All right. There's another comment.
If you want to solve the problem of high rents in Williston, just recall all the Republican state officials and legislators, replace them with Democrats, and see how fast they can shut down fracking in the state. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. And by the way, that topic won't go away. We'll be back to it. Appreciate Barbara Vondel joining us. Appreciate all the calls on both sides. It was a fascinating topic and one that's, I think, a challenge we ought to welcome. And we ought to sit down at the table and figure out solutions. We're blessed to have a whole lot of prosperity going on in the state right now, but it doesn't come without challenges, right?
Yeah, one of the things that didn't come up in the discussion, and this goes back to where I swear up and down, Williston setting themselves up for a housing bubble, and they're overbuilding because not all the families are moving there, and that is the situation with crew camps. There's good ones, there's bad ones, but when you're looking at putting moratoriums and having less crew camps because you want that permanent housing, that's where it's going to swing back. Those buy time, and I'm a big fan of alleviating a lot of the current rent issues and a lot of the current housing issues by having that short-term housing that a lot of those facilities, those crew camps, do. That's what they're designed for. That's what they do. That's why the military uses them overseas. They have a place, and it pains me when I see Williams County eliminating some of those or putting some of the moratoriums on that. They buy you time, and they solve some of the problems up front. They're not meant to solve the problems on the backside, but they are meant to solve some of those problems up front. Joining us now, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Congressman, welcome back. It is Wednesday, my favorite hour of the week.
It's mine as well. Great to be with you guys.
Give us a little rundown. Your coffees with Cramer have been received very well.
They've been received well by most people, I think. I think people that have been able to make them have enjoyed them. I've certainly enjoyed them. Anybody, I think, that likes transparent democracy ought to, at the very least, appreciate the opportunity. And I know that not everybody can get to everyone. Not everybody wants to. But the Coffees with Cramer events are well-received, just about as well-received as doing a radio town hall with you guys once a week.
And I see you have a few more on the calendar. So, folks, in the Wahpeton, circled Monday, November 25th, 9:30 to 10:30 at the Frying Pan. And in Valley City, Vicky's Viking Room, 2 to 3, Monday the 25th. So we'll have another chance to remind you before we get closer to those, but wanted to let folks in Valley City and Wampanoag know you're coming their way. If you have questions or comments for Congressman Kramer today, get them in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Speaking of the Coffee with Kramer events and your accessibility to constituents, I've been amazed at the amount of news coverage about this. Front page story last week in the Fargo Forum, editorials in the Grand Forks Herald in the Fargo Forum. Does that surprise you? I mean, I think it's doing proper coverage because it's so unusual, but does it surprise you that it's so unusual that a member of Congress is out there that often with constituents?
Well, I think what's happened, Scott, is that, you know, one thing about the media, and I've always said this about the media, there's a couple of things that reporters, editorial boards, you know, broadcasters, that they like, and there are things they don't like about, you know, politicians, if you will. And regardless of position or philosophical agreements and disagreements, there's two things they like. Honesty, in other words, never lie to them. You know, and I, as far as I know, I've never lied to them. I might have made a mistake or two, but I've never lied. I'm very, very, you know, clear about that. The other thing is accessibility, because access, you know, leads to accountability, and transparency leads to accountability. And that's really the purpose of the First Amendment. It's the purpose of a free press. And to that end, I think, you know, I've tried to conduct my public service, not just as a congressman, but previously, in a manner that honors those things. And so I think there is an expression of appreciation that I'm sensing from the media, and that they are reporting on that's appropriate. And so that's, I don't read any more into it than that, than simply an appreciation for my being accessible and accountable. And that helps them do their jobs well. And that doesn't mean we're always going to agree. There's no doubt we won't. But it's been, I have to say, it's been heartening to have that expression in editorial pages.
Well, we always run out of time at the end of the hour, so I encourage people to call in earlier than later, and let's get right to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Kramer. John in Fargo, what's on your mind for the congressman?
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to call in. Congressman Kramer, your comments there were a perfect segue to what I'd like to get into. It's ultimately a kind of a complex issue, and we've discussed it before, but I kind of wanted to open it up for public comments, hear what Scott and Steve have to say about it. I think what the government has been able to successfully do through the federal income tax withholding is keep people dumb and happy, and keep them from remembering that they earned all the money that's going to Washington in the first place, and that kind of prevents them from requiring any accountability on the part of Congress in how they spend that money. What I would like to see happen is at least the beginning of a discussion to temporarily or permanently suspend federal income tax withholding. Let people send in quarterly tax payments like I do with my business. Let them put that money in their account and then transfer that money to the government. I think that what that would get us is the tax revolt that we so sorely need and have needed for so long, because these people will say, hey, I just sent you a check for $1,500. I didn't have $1,500. What are you doing with it?
Yeah. It's interesting, John. I actually have forwarded that some time ago to the Ways and Means Committee, and I need to follow up on that and see what's become of that, because there's been, and maybe you and I have talked about this, there's been a scoring problem with that idea in the past, and that part of the government getting your money every month and not paying you interest for it, of course, and using your money, part of that scoring is actually included. The time value of that money is actually included in its value to the government. And so now I've been owed a refund for the first time in recent history, by the way. I've been owed a refund by the IRS since, last April, and still haven't received it. So they love to hang on to your money when they owe it to you, but they never allow you to do the same. So we'll follow up on that idea, John. But part of the problem really is the OMB scoring of it, or the CBO scoring of them doing that. But you're exactly right that, speaking of transparency, you know, the out of sight, out of mind thing is part of the psychology of it, of course. At the same time, a lot of us sort of like it that way, in the sense that, you know, we don't we don't know that we'd have that money every quarter or at the end of the year. There have been bills introduced in the past where there's no withholding, and everybody's would write a check at the end of the year, and it would cost a lot of money to do that. But you're right. We all, actually, as taxpayers, ought to be more cognizant of what it is we are sending to the government.
I think John's idea would do more to awaken people to, hey, holy buckets, sort of like the cost of health care. Okay, well, I got insurance, and so I want this test and I want that test because somebody else is paying for it anyway. You know, I mean, it's sort of like, well, it's just out of sight, out of mind. I know Congressman Dick Armey many years ago introduced something like that. Like you say, it's been debated before, but great suggestion, John. Appreciate the call. Back to more of your calls with Congressman Kramer after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and our entire family absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Veda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herb Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And if you'd like to weigh in off-air, you can get an off-air call in to Congressman Kevin Kramer, 855-200-1776. We'll get to those in just a few minutes. Let's go to David in North Dakota. David, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer this morning?
Just to give you a thumbnail sketch, I spent 22 years as a reporter, and I did have some hearings with you, Kevin, and I'm not real happy with you. However, a suggestion, I'd like to see you draft an amendment to the Constitution which would eliminate all activity on the part of Congress and the agencies regarding insurance, whether that's life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, renter's insurance, whatever, with an exemption carved out for military and federal employees. Make sure that there's something in there that would grant that authority to the states and not in any way, shape, or form the federal government.
Okay, so if I understand you right, David, what you want is in the Constitution of the Amendment that gives all authority overseeing insurance, all authority regarding insurance of all types, other than for, you know, as you said, those things, those individuals or those institutions under federal control to the states.
Yeah, federal employees and military.
Right, which makes sense. I like the idea. I can tell you that. I like the idea a lot. Now, one of the issues, of course, would then be with regard to insurance. It comes, for example, that I can think of as interstate commerce, which is, of course, part of the Constitution as well. And would that mean that states could sort of build a wall around themselves for types of insurance? As we know, you can sell car insurance across state lines, but you can't sell health insurance across state lines. Would we still, the federal government would still, I would assume, have jurisdiction over interstate commerce as an example?
I would carve out an exemption that would forbid that also.
Okay.
Any federal involvement in insurance.
Interesting.
And it would certainly back the Democrats into a corner.
Here's an idea, too. Maybe while we're scoring things and trying to figure out the cost of things, can you imagine how much less expensive insurance would be without all the onerous federal regulations that are already layered on top of state regulations anyway today?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking with what David's talking about. I mean, I support that in lots of arenas, not just insurance. So, I'm all in for more states' rights and less federal oversight, to say the least, because, frankly, federal oversight does add to the cost, and it does little to improve. In fact, most cases has the opposite impact on most regulations and most industries. So, interesting thought. I'll certainly look into it and think more about it, David, but I like the idea.
You know, I'm going to piggyback on what's that, David?
You could also throw in medical regulations.
Sure.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer. I want to use this opportunity to talk about a letter you've written to the EPA administrator regarding the brick industry. And I think something that wouldn't be top of mind for most folks, but the EPA is publishing a new maximum achievable control technology rule. I can barely even get that out.
Yeah.
Maximum achievable control technology rule for the brick industry. What the heck is it, and what would it mean for companies like Hebron Brick?
Well, it's otherwise known as the MACT rule, and the MACT rules are common in the energy industry, in manufacturing industry, all kinds of industries that have these MACT rules. And the irony of the EPA rule is that it's a additional rule that there was a similar rule about, 10, 11 years ago that came out that simply states what type of technology you can use and what type of technology you have to use to meet a particular standard of, in this case, certain types of, if you will, pollutants. That MACT rule eventually, while a lot of companies, including Hebron Brick back in 2003, met the standard of that rule, and Hebron Brick built a new facility and put a lot of money into meeting that standard, and then that standard was ultimately vacated by the EPA, and now they're coming out with another one, which is sort of punishment on top of punishment. And this is very common, unfortunately, for federal agencies and federal rules, and it's especially common with the EPA, where your good deeds get further punished as opposed to being accounted for. And so what my letter and the letter of several other House members, especially rural House members, said to the EPA is, before you go down this path, first of all, extend the comment period, because it was a short comment period. That's another way they get their way. And by the way, they did do that, to their credit. And allow more comments to come in as to the rule, how it might impact manufacturers, what it does economically in terms of adding to the cost, and whether we can you know, consider the good work that's been done previously in meeting a previous rule that was vacated. Let's not punish companies for that. But it would have a very bad impact on Hebron Brick, which is a very important part of our economy in North Dakota. It's, of course, everything to the city of Hebron in many cases, 50 employees, a lot of investment. And, of course, during this building boom, it's a very important product. I'm going to have a shot at the EPA administrator tomorrow in a hearing at the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. She is our sole witness in an oversight hearing that I'll be participating in relating to all things related to the EPA and its transparency, because one of the problems we see is that the EPA does a lot of rulemaking, a lot of black box rulemaking. They make it very inconvenient for people, not the least of which is this most recent CO2 standard rule, the New Source Performance Standards rule that would set an impossible to meet emission standard for CO2 and the technology used to meet it, and didn't come to a single top 10 producing coal producing state in the country, including North Dakota, to have the listening sessions. They're having listening sessions in New York and Boston and San Francisco and no coal producing states. So I'm going to ask Administrator McCarthy tomorrow under oath if she plans to come to North Dakota.
And Kevin, I was going to ask you where your subpoena for the science for the EPA is.
That will be coming up at tomorrow's hearing as well. So we've not received any of the information regarding the subpoenas that we've used to request information covering all kinds of Clean Air Act rules whereby the EPA hides behind the scientific research, will not provide the raw data to the committee to determine whether or not they've made a good determination.
We have a couple of questions regarding Obamacare, and here's the first from the folks that have called in off air. Here we go.
Hello, Congressman Kramer. Eddie Stobart, Frac Maintenance Tech, Williston, retired Navy, hometown Dallas. We're 6 weeks into this vile, heinous new law and that the liberals and the people that voted for them created. And my question is there some way to keep the Republicans from participating in bailing the liberals out of this mess that they created? You know, it's time that the liberals and their people suffer from the mess that they created. And if the Republicans help bail them out, then the problem is not ever going to get fixed. Okay, look forward to hearing comment on radio. Thanks a bunch. Great day.
That music means we'll have to get your answer on the other side of the break. Our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer continues.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer, your questions, your comments. And if you'd like to do an off-air call, 855-217-76 as well. Congressman Cramer, your response to Eddie's question?
Well, you know, Eddie raises an important point about a political point, and it would be easy for all of us as Republicans to stand back and say, look, we voted to repeal this thing, 46 times. We've voted to defund it. We've tried to change it. We've tried to delay it, and at every turn, Democrats have prevented us from doing so. It's your problem. You can suffer the political consequences of your bad decisions, but that doesn't help people. And so while it might be politically tempting to do that, Eddie, I think it's not about bailing out liberals. It's about bailing out North Dakotans. So we have a situation in North Dakota where so far evidently 30 people have signed up for Obamacare and 36,000 have received cancellation notices from their insurance companies because their coverage doesn't meet the Affordable Care Act's standards or their provisions. And so 36,000 people have to buy a more expensive plan that pays for things that they don't want or need in order to fund this horrible bill. So I'm not interested in bailing out liberals, but I am interested in helping North Dakotans who are going to be suffering badly from this. And that's why this Friday, I'm a sponsor of a bill, the Keep Your Healthcare Act bill that will be voted on Friday, and I suspect it's going to have a lot of bipartisan support in the House. I mean, former President Clinton has now said the president should keep his promise, that was a guarantee by the federal government. And we have a number of Democrats in both the House and the Senate that are agreeing as well. And so we're going to pass a bill that codifies the president's promise and allows people to keep their health care if they like it. And in fact, that we'll keep it available through next year. Keep the plans that were good enough a year ago; they should be good enough this year and next year as well. So that people really do have free market options as part of Obamacare. And so I hope that's not viewed as bailing out liberals. I hope it's people understand what we're trying to do is just is protect individuals from a very, very bad law that I've opposed from the beginning, and lots of other people. 100% of the Republicans in Congress have opposed since it was first brought up, but we still need to protect people.
I'm a little confused because President Bill Clinton came out and said, hey, a lot of young people heard that promise. He ought to keep it, right? So putting the pressure on President Obama. Jay Carney, the White House press spokesperson, was asked about it yesterday and said President Obama agrees. And now you're telling us there's a piece of legislation that just says, okay, we're going to help you keep your promise here. So sounds like we have rare bipartisan agreement, right?
Well, it sounds like that, but yeah, I'm surprised to hear Jay Carney said that President Obama agrees with President Clinton because he sure is telling a different story whenever he's in front of a camera. And he's saying what we said was, what we said was, what he said was, if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it, period, no matter what anybody else tells you. There's multiple dozens of video recordings of different events where he's said the same thing. So I'm glad maybe you're right. Maybe he's come around and he's taken everyone's advice. And boy, think of the headaches we could have avoided if they would have all been with us before the government was shut down and tried to delay this thing like Republicans wanted to in the first place.
There's another one here off air on Obamacare, so we'll just piggyback on that same question. Here we go.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. This is Greg in Williston. With all the problems with the Affordable Health Care measure, I believe there's a chance now that it could be repealed. I just wonder if you support repealing the Affordable Health Care law. I sure hope you do. Thank you. Bye.
Well, of course, we've voted to repeal it many times. I've voted to repeal it every time I've been given the opportunity, and now we're going to try to repeal it one measure at a time or dismantle it one piece at a time while we replace it with better ideas, more market-based, that give consumers more solutions while still protecting people that are the uninsured, people with pre-existing conditions, young people, but not by providing them a health care or mandating health care coverage that they don't want or they don't need or they can't afford, but by rather providing more options for them in the marketplace. And we can do that through a number of ways, not the least of which is dealing with tort reform, allowing insurance purchases across state lines, which we currently do not do, allowing people to keep more of their own money through health savings accounts, and then being able to use that money to buy the type of insurance that meets their specific needs. By the way, also allowing them to deduct their premiums, which is what individuals, businesses get to do today, but individuals do not. And so we can create a more competitive marketplace without imposing mandates for products that people don't want or need.
Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Kramer. John in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just curious. I heard the congressman talk about passing the you can keep your insurance if you want a bill. And are you planning on passing a bill that's going to say you can keep it forever and ever, or is this a 1 year? Because the simple fact of the matter is, Obamacare and people keeping their own insurance if they want it isn't compatible. The purpose of Obamacare is to destroy the insurance companies so there is no place to go but the government. So if you pass a bill that allows people to keep their policies, then Obamacare is going to go by the wayside.
Yeah, John, one of the strategies that many people and many political pundits, of course, advised the House of Representatives was let Obamacare become the law of the land and it'll crumble under its own weight. But again, we're committed to helping people. So not being able to repeal it in total without having a Democrat Senate and a Democrat in the White House, of course, it is the law. I think a lot of people forget that. I've received lots of Facebooks and emails and stuff from people who think that when we voted to reopen the government, we voted to pass Obamacare. Obamacare passed 3 years ago, so to change it requires both chambers of the Congress and the presidency. But by putting in law what the president promised, the guarantee that the federal government made to everybody, John makes an important point. That would undermine the entire Affordable Health Care Act because, of course, it only makes economic possibility by having a whole bunch of young, healthy people buy a product that they don't need at a very expensive rate, and then, of course, getting subsidized in many cases, the premiums getting subsidized by the government. The only way to bring in enough money to afford it, of course, is to have people buy something they don't want, they don't need. And so John brings up an important point, but I think it's still critical that we take this first step, sign this, pass this bill, and let people keep the health care that they want, and then we'll see what happens. And
John,
maybe it's going to require some other fixes along the way.
Appreciate the call, John. Daryl and Minot, you're next for Congressman Kevin Kramer on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, I heard that he's working on going to let us keep our pre-existing insurance. Well, I'd like to know how we're going to keep it when they've already canceled it.
Yep.
And if they give it back to us, how much higher is that going to cost? They've already jumped the rates by 100%. I don't see how you can give us back something that is gone.
Yeah. Well, for those programs that have already been canceled, and we're trying to work through all of that, of course, with the various insurance companies. But we're saying that if it exists today, it's going to we want it to exist not only the rest of this year, but throughout next year as well, and allow people to buy into those plans and to get those plans. So in some cases, if there's a product that's still available, you go back and get it. If it's closed, you can go back and get it. But we're allowing you to do this with the existing insurance companies and existing insurance plans. We're going to have to work out a lot of the details, obviously, with the insurance companies, who I think would much rather have your business than seeing it go to the federal exchanges and the state exchanges. So I suspect that you'll see a very cooperative free market insurance industry that would respond quite nicely to this law should it get passed by both the House and the Senate. And I suspect it will. I mean, I know it's going to pass the House, and it's going to have a lot of Democrat support in the House. There's similar legislation in the Senate that is supported by Democrats over there. And the real key will be to see if the president actually has the integrity to sign a law that bears his exact words.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Joe in Minot. What's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
I have a question for the congressman.
Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
You're talking to him. Go ahead.
My question is, on Rush Limbaugh for 3 days, he said that if the government owes you money at the end of the year, let's say you claim zero on your taxes and the government, the feds, owed you money, then they can fine you for not having Obamacare. But then he said if they don't owe you money, let's say you own your own business and you owe the feds money, there is nothing in this bill that has been written where they can come out and fine you for not having Obamacare insurance. And I'm wondering if you know anything about that.
I don't. I've heard things like that. Joe, I don't know for sure. Obviously, it's easy for the IRS to keep your money if they already have it and they owe it to you. It remains to be seen how they'd come and collect from you if, in fact, it's determined that you deserve a fine. But therein lies so much of the problem. Remember that, when she was Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Part of the problem, of course, will be how will they collect. And then what happens is with these sort of broad authorizations, and we know the IRS is more than capable of drafting rules that may or may not comply with the intent of the Congress. And I suspect that they'd find some way to create an enforcement mechanism through rulemaking that, will require a lot of oversight. And our oversight committees have been very, very busy over the last several months trying to get to the bottom of this and what exactly the IRS plans or intends to do. Of course, the IRS has so many other problems it's trying to deal with, not the least of which is how they're going to continue to target conservative and Christian organizations seeking 501c3 status.
Joe, appreciate the call. Here's another that we'll squeeze in before the break.
Just one thing. Abraham Lincoln quote, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to enforce it. I agree with the caller that called and said, why are we bailing them out? Let it fall on its own. I repeat, Abraham Lincoln quote, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to enforce it. Thank you.
Quick response, Kevin?
Well, again, I agree, and that's a great theory, but at the same time, if 36,000 North Dakotans are being punished for having the type of health care law that they wanted to have, the type of health care policy they wanted to have, I think it's incumbent upon me to help them keep it, if at all possible, and to continue to do my work to delay or repeal parts of the law.
All right, we'll get back to more of your calls. Bob in Grand Forks has a question on the EPA and a couple more on Obamacare from Kyle and Sally. Mark on health care as well. Congressman Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall will continue after this timeout, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute. Facebook question for you, Congressman. Katie weighs in. I've heard talk that the Department of Labor has received funds to make H-2A Ag Labor Visa Program next to impossible to use for employees and employers. Have you heard of anything like this, and what can those of us who depend on utilizing legal foreign ag labor do to aid in the ag labor visa reform that is part of the overall immigration reform?
I have not heard that. We will check on it right away. But first of all, with regard to H-2A, that's why the House, we have a number of bills, including the ag worker bill that deals with H-2As, increases the use of H-2As, makes it easier for people to use H-2A. So it'd be very disappointing if the alternative was the truth. So we need to check with the Department of Labor on that claim. So I've not heard that, but I do know, and I'm quite familiar with not just North Dakotans, but around the country, the use of the H-2A visa for legal immigration, not illegal, but legal immigration.
to fill jobs that we have a very difficult time filling with American citizens and workers. So I'm very familiar with the use of immigrant labor, legal immigrant labor in the farm workforce in North Dakota.
Bob in Grand Forks had a question on the EPA for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. There's a proposal by the EPA which is totally out of control. They are just absolutely nuts. They stand for Employment Prevention Agency. They want to control all navigable waters in the U.S. is what they're calling it.
That's what they call it.
It would include every little pond, stream, tiling for farmers. What can be done to absolutely rein in this, stop that proposal, but rein them in totally, because they are just, they're ruining the country.
Well, they are, and their assault on energy is, if anything equals it, it would be the assault on agriculture by the EPA, and with regard to what you can do with your own land. And you're right, this issue of intermittent waters, you know, being somehow relevant. What they've done is that they've expanded, or they're trying to expand the definition of navigable waters to include any stream, pond, wetland, river, lake that ultimately leads to some navigable water, so that if on a rainy day an intermittent stream, a couple of drops might get to to the Missouri River, to the Mississippi River, that's a navigable water, and therefore the source of that drop of water needs to be regulated. And what can be done is we have legislation in place that, you know, no doubt probably couldn't get signed by the president, but we'll continue the oversight of the EPA, and maybe this issue will come up as well tomorrow in our oversight hearing with Gina McCarthy, although I think that's aimed more at the energy regulations than it is agriculture regulations. But at the end of the day, Bob, what we have to do is we have to have enough people that think like we think in the United States Senate and in the White House, and then when that happens, if that happens, we have simply got to change the EPA forever. And by that I mean rein it in. When you say rein it in, I mean cut it in half or less, maybe three-fourths. You know, be very specific about what their oversight and their regulatory authority is, and be just as specific about what it is not. And so it's going to take a new Congress and a new president to do what needs to be done to get the EPA under control.
Bob, thanks for the phone call. We've got full calls. Kyle in North Dakota, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Yeah, good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, I was just curious. You're talking about passing a bill to help everybody keep their insurance.
Yes.
And I don't understand. You're only going to pass for like a year, is what you're saying?
No, what it means is that all those insurance policies that are in place now would still be available through next year. So you could purchase it, you know, today, you could purchase it next year. We want to provide the options for people. You know, going back on the promise, it's now been reneged. We want to codify that promise and make up for this lost time where a lot of bad things have happened. So it would make insurance that's available through next year. And also remembering, Kyle, that as a previous caller pointed out, I think it was Joel up in Minot that pointed out that if in fact this passes and becomes law, it will have a detrimental impact on the entire Affordable Care Act.
I guess that then what? That's what my question is what happens after that year passes? You know, everybody gets reelected back into Congress, you know, because to me it sounds like, you know, you're bailing out.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I understand the balance of it all. But this is what elections are about, and this is why it's our job, and this is why I like to do talk radio and why I like to do, you know, Coffee with Kramer, because I think it's important for politicians, not only because it's really important to listen to people, it's also important to lean into issues and explain them thoroughly and over and have honest dialogue. Too often we don't have honest dialogue. Nobody ever wants to talk about the fact that that Medicare is going to be insolvent in 11 or 12 years, that Social Security won't be there for future generations if we don't deal with it, and because, you know, it leads to losing. But I think if politicians come out and explain the whole issue, people will be more supportive. And if not, then that's what elections are for. So I think it's incumbent on all of us to continue the dialogue while we also, you know, try to minimize the harm to individuals and businesses.
Appreciate the call very much, Kyle. One last quick one off air.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mr. Congressman. I'd like to say that actually I'm real proud of you to do what you do and make yourself accessible as you have. I'm from Montana, and I wish that they would do the same thing in Montana.
Or maybe you can nudge your Montana colleague. Thanks for the call. We unfortunately had other calls we didn't get to. We'll forward those to you for answers and have you back next week, Congressman. Thanks.
Jay, thanks for the opportunity, guys.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in our weekly talk radio town hall. We're back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen, saying so long for now, and thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Youngevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.